This is County Close Up, news from Halliburton County with Elizabeth Oakley.
With the cost of living putting a squeeze on consumers, so too is the desperation that's driving an increase in shoplifting across the country and here in Halliburton County as well. In a region already rated the second most economically depressed in Ontario, people here are struggling to afford the basics, and as a result, grocery and retail outlets here are experiencing a surge in theft, a trend that's been taking place since 2019. The Retail Council of Canada has reported a 300% increase in shoplifting since the pandemic and points to economic pressures, the growth of online resale markets for stolen goods, and a rise in organized crime activities. The most popular items stolen include meat, cheese, baby formula, clothing, and alcohol. Brad Park has run the Halliburton Foodland since 2011, and over the years has noticed an increase in theft at his store. He says it's difficult to measure, but shoplifting is a daily concern.
I think it's always been a problem. I think now you maybe notice it more. Obviously, I can see with the prices and everything now, things cost more, cost of living's more, everything's more. So I can just see with the trends, I can say that it's probably on the increase.
No matter the reason for the rise in shoplifting, the cost to Canadian retailers is steep. In 2024, retailers across the country lost $9 billion in inventory, an 82% increase from 2018. And there's been a sharp rise in violent thefts too, causing some retailers to install expensive enhanced security systems or hire loss prevention firms to catch thieves in the act. In the long term, shoplifting can lead to job losses and store closures. Park says while it's difficult to monitor customers while they're in his store, people's behavior often give clues about their intentions.
You can't have eyes on somebody the whole time, but there's some telltales, you know, of people just wandering around and then leaving with nothing. And in the store way longer than they need to be, or even shorter than they need to be, in and out, right? So
casing.
Yeah, it's, and people are, there's people that are good at it. Like, it's a, you know, maybe not around here, but it's a business, right? So you turn the news on and it is everywhere. It's like, it's not just here. I talk to other business owners in town and, you know, there's people that are known in the area for it. And I would say the meat and cheese for sure. And then a lot of easy things that are easy to conceal, like energy drinks, you know, candy. I would say they're the biggest.
Police Constable Joel Imbo of the Halliburton Highlands Detachment of the Ontario Provincial Police says the growth of shoplifting in our region stems from poverty and addiction.
And based on what I've seen, there's been a steady incline. It's not a massive incline, it's just a steady incline for theft and theft under and shoplifting, things like that. And around the world of baby formula, for instance, I mean, like I say, there is a big resale value for those items, and there was a big shortage at one time. And so people knew that there was a market in stealing that and reselling it, which is, quite sickening. Things like meat, cheese, baby formula, and what was the other?
Clothing.
So you look at those, and those are very expensive. You know, those are very expensive, and for many, they're almost a necessity for most people. And, you know, given the circumstances on, you know, the economy, not so much the economy, but how the pricing of groceries has gone up and everything else, and given that we are quite an extensively poor county to begin with, makes it very difficult for those who are in need to be able to obtain those items. So, you know, does it increase the odds of theft? Yes, it does, because people are at this point desperate. They're all different, right? We've had thefts where people just like stealing things. We've had thefts where people are really suffering and it's almost a mandatory part of their life that they need to be able to get these items from the store and they can't afford them, so they steal them. It could be addiction related. If we keep going, you can keep going down that hole of, you know, what could it be? And there's so many different circumstances that it's hard to be able to point a finger at. But when it comes to things like addiction, for instance, does it exacerbate the purpose for stealing? 100% it does. And have we noticed a steady incline in that aspect? Yes, we have. It's been nonstop majority of what we deal with from a theft perspective. A lot of it accumulates to addiction.
Police Constable Imbo says although repeated acts of shoplifting will increase the penalties, including jail time and fines, the go-to approach here is usually to pay restitution to the retailer and participate in a diversion course. Multiple thefts committed by the same person can and will be treated with harsher consequences, but in Halliburton County, Imbo says it's more likely that retailers will issue a permanent ban or trespass order.
When it comes to those types of offenses, most of the time it goes to a direct accountability, mostly followed by a course of some sort, and restitution for the amount they've stolen from that business or that company. A lot of which follows with that is a trespass order. So a trespass order, the businesses here locally are quite intense about. If you're going to steal from us, we are going to trespass you. It's pretty simple, and you won't be welcome back in the store. So you're not welcome back in the store. If you're seen back in the store, we will call the police, have you arrested and removed from the property, and you'll be charged. Just one offense, that's usually what the outcome is. But I mean, if you're talking about 2 and 3 and 4 outcomes, you're talking about more severe penalties. Of course, the Crown attorneys are in, you know, the courts are going to look at that and say, well, you're continuing to steal. You're not getting the hint here, so we're going to continue to try and worsen the penalty.
Back at Foodland in Halliburton, Park says he's frustrated by the increase in shoplifting and works with other retailers in town to try to prevent it. They keep each other advised about what's taking place in their stores and the parties involved. Ultimately, it's not always possible for staff to keep an eye on all their shoppers, Park says.
The awareness obviously is a lot more, but it's having the people to follow people around. You can't do that to everyone that comes in the door. So that's part of the problem is supervision of employees supervising of, you know, customers coming in who may attempt to do it or whatever, following them around. That's the hardest part, I would say. Now, you know, presence is the biggest thing. Even just watching them, no one's going to get in trouble for watching them. They're going to feel uncomfortable and hopefully leave. Don't approach them if you think you got to be 100% sure. There's so many flaws that way now. If you don't see them take it, conceal it, and be 100% sure they didn't leave it, you have nothing.
County Close Up is made possible through the support of the Local Journalism Initiative and the Community Radio Fund of Canada. You can find more stories from Halliburton County on canoefm.com and frequencynews.ca. This is Elizabeth Oakley for County Close Up.